meat market and a tent there. Of course, the hotel was built when I was a little bitsy boy. In other words, as far as me remembering when my father ran a market there, I suppose that was before I was born. I don't remember it by any means, and I think it was even, I know it was before I was born. I think it actually was before he married. See, my father was 40 years old when he married. And
what caused him to move out here? He just got farm?
Actually, he loved this county. Kansas is so flat in one thing or another, they really weren't happy there. And we had a distant cousin who ran a girls' school in West Point, Mississippi. And he sent his youngest sister over to live with these cousins during the school year. And she saw this beautiful country, prairie and rolling hills and one thing or another, and wrote him about it, and he came down here visiting. And, well, I don't know whether it's first trip or second trip, but anyway, he bought a sizable piece of land. He and his mother, my grandmother, together, bought what we call the old home place. My older brother's widow lives over there now.
Yes.
And actually, grass is what brought him here. In other words, he liked cattle and dairying and that kind of thing.
When you came up here, what sort of schooling did they have? Was Mississippi State here in those days?
Well, it was A&M. See, A&M was organized. Oh, I ought to be able to tell you exactly, but I just can't think right now.
Matter.
But Mississippi State University at that time was named A&M College, and then they later changed the name to A&M to Mississippi State College, and then they changed it to Mississippi State University.
Yes, sir.
And of course, when I was a little boy, well, almost all of the professors that taught at the college lived on the campus, and I don't know, but I doubt if the enrollment out there was over 600, but that would be a big guess. In other words, that's one reason I hate to participate in this thing that you're doing, because I might give you more bad information than good information. Mm-hmm. You know, personal memory kind of plays tricks on you.
Yes, sir. Now, when you came up, how far did you get through school? In other words, did you go?
Finished high school in one semester at the university.
Yes, sir. House were you up? Can you tell me about the first house you were born in and all that?
Well, the house was built before the Civil War, and it's a beautiful old place. It didn't have a cross hall, it had tea hall. And the old, at the time that I was born, well, my father had built what we call a dining room kitchen, which was off from the house. But the old kitchen was still there and standing in my memory, but they tore the old kitchen down a long time ago. And then later, after my brother lived down there, he tore what we used for dining room and kitchen down and moved what used to be the dining room in the old big house, or the main part of the house, or used that for a kitchen and used to cut a hole in the wall and use one of the bedrooms as a dining room, you know. It's a beautiful old place, old antebellum home. But there's about, I don't know, there's about a dozen old antebellum homes still standing in this county. Not many of them, and that just happened to be one of them, and it's in. Well, my brother and his widow have done a perfect job of really almost, say, restoring it, and then, because they did have to do a good deal of work on it down through the years, and then maintaining it, and thank goodness it's in good state of repair.
Your father.